Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Aleph. Today we're going to start with the Braisa that tells us about the dates for different things. It feels like there's an echo in here. The dates for different things that happened in Tishrei and in other months, when the world was created, when Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'Chana, and when Yosef got out of jail, and all of these. That's the entire daf is dedicated to explaining this Braisa. So we're going to, on Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about the sources for the idea that the world was created in Tishrei, or for the idea that it was created in Nisan, and it's actually from the same pasuk. We're going to talk about the sources for the Avos being born in Tishrei, and those who say that it was Nisan, the source that it was Nisan. We're going to talk about the Cheshbon of Yitzchak's birth. Yitzchak was not born in the same month that the other Avos were born, and we're going to talk about the source for women giving for the various women giving birth and for Yosef being freed on Rosh Hashanah. Then on Beis, we're going to talk about the source for the Bitul Avoda in Mitzrayim, and for past and future geulos, so the exact dates for those things. And at the very end of the daf, we're going to get into a little bit about the mazalos and how Kadosh Baruch Hu manipulated the mazalos to bring the mabul, and that's how the mabul actually happened. So a lot of agadita today. So let's pick up. We are five lines from the bottom of the page in daf Yud Amud Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that in Tishrei the world was created. B'Tishrei Noldu Avos, and it was in Tishrei that the Avos were born. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos, and they were born in Tishrei, they also died in Tishrei. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. But Yitzchak, meaning when we say Noldu Avos, that the Avos were born in Tishrei, we meant Avraham and Yaakov. Yitzchak, however, was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah, Nifgida Sarah Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were told about were remembered literally for having children. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef mi Beis Asurin. On Rosh Hashanah Yosef got out of jail. Rosh Hashanah Bata Avoda me Avosenu b'Mitzrayim. And on Rosh Hashanah the Avoda in Mitzrayim stopped. The actual work in Mitzrayim stopped. B'Nisa Nigalu, but we didn't actually get out of Mitzrayim until Nisan. And B'Tishrei Asidin Li Gael. The ultimate Kula is going to happen in Tishrei. Now, about half of these things are agreed upon by all Tanaim, but about half of them Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, B'Nisan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos. The Avos were born, meaning Avram and Yaakov, were born in Nisan. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. If they were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. And Pesach, Yitzchak Avinu was born. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sar Rachel V'Chana. B'Rosh Hashanah Yatzah Yosef and Beis Asurin. On Rosh Hashanah, Sar Rachel and Chana were remembered for children. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef got out of jail. Rosh Hashanah, Bata Avoda Me Avosein Me Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim. Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidim Li Gael. And in Nisan, the Geula happened from Mitzrayim. And in Nisan, we're going to ultimately have the ultimate Geula. So a number of issues over here. First of all, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, the Rashash points out, what we really mean to say is Rosh Hashanah Nivra Olam. So why do we say B'Tishrei Nivra Olam? We can be so much more specific by saying Rosh Hashanah Nivra Olam. So he says because the daf today is going to be dedicated toward finding the sources for all of these things. The rayas from the psukim are only about are not about a specific day of Tishrei. They only prove about the month of Tishrei. So since that's all we're going to be able to prove from the psukim, even though in a chinami we assume that if it happened in Tishrei, it happened on the first day of Tishrei. So we only mention what can actually be proven from psukim. The achronim point out b'Tishrei Nivra Olam. The osios of Bereishis is echad b'Tishrei. It's the same osios. So that's the Bria Sa'olam B'Tishrei. Now, the when we say Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'Chana, so Rashi says that means that Ba Zichronim L'Tova V'Nigzer Aleim Hirayon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them and was goza that they should become pregnant, meaning not to say that they actually became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah, but that the gezera that they would become pregnant was made on Rosh Hashanah, because we're going to see later on Amud Aleph over here that Sarah actually became pregnant on Sukkot, so it's difficult. So you can't say that she became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. Rather, that's when the gezerah was made. However, in Poskim, in the Birkei Yosef, in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, he discusses whether Tashmish Hamita is mutra on the night of Rosh Rosh Hashanah, and he says, well, wait a second, it must be mutter, because how could Sarah be nifkida for Rosh Hashanah, right? How could she get pregnant on Rosh Hashanah if Tash Shemita were Asar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Eliyahu Zuta says, oh, it must have been Lel Tvila. And if it was Lel Tvila, then it's Mutar and Rosh Hashanah, meaning even if we're knowing not to have Tash Shemitah Rosh Hashanah, but that's not a din, it's not like Tishbav, it's not like Yom Kippur, it's not that there's a mitzvah Inui, it's just that we're knowing not to have Tash Shemitah. So Lel Tvila would, the mitzvah Sona and Lel Tvila would beat out the any minog not to have Tash Shemitah on Rosh Hashanah. But the truth is, if you say like Rashi, it doesn't sound like it's a kasha at all how Sarah could have become pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. She didn't become pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. She was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. There was a gezeira on Rosh Hashanah that she would become pregnant, not that she actually became pregnant. It's also an interesting halachic discussion. Rosh Hashanah, we said, Yotzi Yosef Mibes Hasurin. Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk says, when Yosef gets out of jail, Vayiritzeu min abar, Vayigaleach, that he got a haircut that he shaved. So Rashi says on the spot, why did he shave? Mipnei kvoda malchus, for the cover of the malchus. Sounds like had it not been for cover of malchus, then he would not have gotten a haircut. What do you mean? He was in jail for all that time. Don't you think he would have needed a haircut anyway? After being in jail for years, probably he needed a haircut anyway. Why is it only mishum kavod malchus? So the Achronim point out that since it was Rosh Hashanah that it was Yosef Beis Hasurin, so how could Yosef get a haircut in Yantif? So that's what Rashi is addressing. That had it not been had not been Mishum Kvod Malchus, he never would have gotten a haircut because it was Rosh Hashanah. He's not allowed to get a haircut in Rosh Hashanah. But Letzorich Mitzvah, Letzorich saving his life, Letzorich meeting the king, it was necessary. So we allowed Ali De Amir Lakum that someone gave him a haircut. So he got the Giluach on Rosh Hashanah, which normally he would not have done. Now we also said Rosh Hashanah Bata Avoda Me'Avosena B'Mitzrayim. That's when the Avoda stopped in Mitzrayim. The Radak in Tehillim says that's why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He says the batla of Oseinu Me'avodasam, the trua of a shofar, the sound of a shofar, is a simon for Shiluach Avadim, like we just discussed the other day about the din of Yovel, that there aren't that many dinim of Yovel, but one of the dinim of Yovel is that we blow the shofar, and the shofar is associated with the krasim dror baretz, with freeing all of the slaves. So we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, perhaps as a symbol of the freedom from slavery that we ourselves experience. And that's how the Ketzeya Mata, the Mata Ephraim, explains why we say Yom Trua Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, that the Trua itself is a Zecher to the Shiluach Avadim from Mitzrayim, meaning the Achronim are all bothered by why we would refer to on Rosh Hashanah Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. There wasn't Litzias Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah. Litzias Mitzrayim happened on Pesach. So why are we talking about Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim? So that's how the Mata Moshe explains in the Ksei Amata, that's what he explains, that the Trua itself is a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not the day that's a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's the Trua that's a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's what a Trua is. A Trua is a Zecher to being freed from slavery. And with that we understand why the Taz writes that combines the mitzvah of Mila with the mitzvah of Shofar. He says, Bizchus Mila, we got out of Mitzrayim. So that's Dam Mila. So that's why there's a kesher between the mitzvah of Mila with the mitzvah of Shofar, because Shofar also, again, relates to the freedom of the freeing of slaves, and specifically to our avoda ending at that time on Rosh Hashanah in Mitzrayim. Good. So that's when the avoda was over. That's also how the Nesivos explains the passage of Avadim Ayinu. We start out the passage of Avadim Ayinu l'paro b'Mitzrayim, and then we say V'ilu Hotzei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Then we Ayinu Meshubadim l'paro b'Mitzrayim. So all the Achronim are bothered. We started out with Avadim, then we continue on to say Mishubadim. Why do we change the phrase? Why do we change the terminology from Avadim to Mishubadim? So the Nesivos explains in his Haggadah, in his Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah, based on our Gemara, that on Rosh Hashanah bata avoda me'avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. So even if the avoda was gone, we were still meshuba to paro until Nisan. So avadim ayinu l'paro b'Mitzrayim. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out, so even though in a chinami, the avoda itself would have been over, because the avoda already was over in Rosh Hashanah, but still we would still be meshubadim l'paro b'Mitzrayim. We would still be living under paro's jurisdiction, and that's what we are celebrating, that with the phrase that with the discussion about that we would be Mishubadim at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not taking us out. So now the Gemara is going to go piece by piece in this Braisa, try to analyze each element of the Braisa. So Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Minayin Shebetishrei Nivra Olam. So let's go back to the idea that in Tishrei the world was created. So that's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Where did we get that idea that in Tishrei the world was created? The Bria Sa'olam happened in the month of Tishrei. Shenemar. Oh, just one more thing. Tosus on the top points out that when we say Rosh Hashanah Bata Avodim of Seder Mitzrayim, so Tosus points out that Rabbi Shua is Moda B'Habarov Svarim Vav Pishes Chila Makos Menisa, and that everyone agrees to that. Even Rabbi Shua agrees in most of the Gersos that the Avodah stopped on Rosh Hashanah. The Makos started in Nisan. So what you see from here, says Tosus, is that even though the Mishpat HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim suffered for 12 months with the Makos, but still we were working for the Mitzvah while they were suffering the first several Makos. The Avoda didn't stop till Tishrei, which is unbelievable. You think about all the Makos going on, you would think that the actual work for the Mitzvah must have been over by the time the Makos were going on. The Mitzvah were going through all sorts of suffering, but apparently not. Apparently, says Tosos, we were still working for another 6 months, even after the Makos began. Okay, but anyway, back in the Gemara, Tanya Rav Lazar, Minayin Shebetishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ve'yirom Elokim Tachei Eretz Desha, Esav Mazriya Zera, Eitz Pri. So Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz, and the Bach changes it to Malaya Deshaim V'ilan Malay Peros, which is the month that the ground is full of Deshaim, is full of growth on the ground, vegetables, and the trees are full of fruits. Haviyomer, is that Tishrei? That's Tishrei. After the summer is over, it's all grown, everything's all fully grown in. So that's Tishrei. Va'osa Perek Zman Reviya Haysa, and that was the rainy season, V'yardu Geshamim, so the rain came down, V'tzimchu, and it all sprouted. Shnemar v'edial minaretz. Rabbi Shua, Merminayin Shebe Nisan Nivralim. Rabbi Shua says, no, how do you know that in Nisan the world was created, not in Tishrei? Same pasuk. The pasuk says, Shnemar, the pasuk says, Vatotzi Eretz Deshe, Esav Mazriya Zera, Ve'etz Osapri. That's the very next pasuk. So, Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz, Motzia Deshaim, the Bach changes it to, V'ilan Motzi Peros, which is the month that the land is Motzi Deshaim, and the trees are motzi peros. Haviyomer zeh Nisan. That happens in Nisan. That's when things actually grow. In Tishrei is when it's malaya. That's when it's full already with fruits and vegetation. But in Nisan is when it's motzi. That's when things actually start coming out. Va'osa perek zman behema v'chaya va'of shemizdavgin zeitz al zeh. And it's during that time period that animals mate. Shenemar lav shukar matzon. As we already darshened that pasuk of lav shukar matzon about the mating of the animals. V'idach nami haksiv eitz osapri, but what are you going to do with the pasuk of eitz osapri? Meaning, if you hold that it was betishrei, so what do you do with the pasuk that says eitz osapri, which sounds like we're talking about the time of the year when the ilan is motzi peros, not when the ilan is already full of peros. So ulebrach ledaros seduchsiv. Now that's not talking about the time of Briyas Ha'olam. That's a bracha for future generations. V'idach nami haksiv eitz pri. If you hold that it was Benisan, what are you going to do with the fact that it says Eitz Pri? Eitz Pri implies that the fruits are that the Ilanos are ready Malaya Peros, that they're ready full of fruits. So that doesn't happen until Nisan, until Tishrei rather. So it says Mara, who could Rabbi Shua ben Levi? That's assuming that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when we say it's an Eitz Pri, Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Maisa Bereshis Bekomasa Nivru, Ledaita Nivru, Letzivyona Nivru. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things, Maisa Bereshis, he did not create things in their infant stage and wait for them to grow up. So first of all, Ledaita Nivru, the Rashi understands Ledaita Nivru means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked everything first if it wanted to be created, and they said yes, and then they were created, which obviously doesn't mean what it sounds like it means, because if it wasn't yet created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't ask it anything. But it means that in some level, up in Shemayim, there's some mazel that relates to, or some malach that relates to each of the creations down here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted whether it wants representation down here, and they had to say yes, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Tosfos and the Rach say that no, when it says l'daita nivru, it means bidas shel gadol, that nothing was created. It means the same thing as b'kamasa nivru and l'tzivyona nivru, that everything was created fully formed. Nothing was created as a child, nothing was created as an infant. Everything was created in its fully formed adult, fully developed. So that's why it's called Eitz Pri. It's not that it was Malaya Peros because it had developed to that point, but it was a time of year where it would not normally be Malaya Peros, but since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it that way, so that's why it's Malaya Peros. Shnemar ve'chlo shmayim va'aretz v'chol tzva'am. Al tekri tzva'am el tzivyonam. Tzivyonam means that it's fully developed. Rabbi Lezer omer minayin shepetishrei noldu avos. So now we move on to the next part. How do I know that the avos were born in Tishrei? The avos, again, meaning Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak is a separate story. We'll get to him in a moment. Shnemar ve'yikalu al ha-melech Shlomo kol ish Yisrael b'yerach ha-esanim b'chag. So yerach ha-esanim. What is yerach ha-esanim? The month of the esanim. It means yerach shenoldu bo esanei olam. It's the month that the strong ones of the world were born. Strong ones of the world are Avram and Yaakov. My mashma d'ahai esan lishna d'tikifihu. How do I know that the term esan means strong? Kedichsiv, because the pasuk says esan moshevecha va'omer shimuar mes riv Hashem ve'esanim mostei aretz, that the esanim are associated with harim, with mountains. Va'omer kol dodi hinei zeba medaleg ala harim mekapetz ala gvaos, and medaleg ala harim bizchus avos. That's a reference to the zchus of the avos, mekapetz ala gvaos bizchus imos. That's the zchus of the imos. So we see that esanim specifically refers to strong ones, and specific strong ones that it refers to are the avos. So that's how we know that yerach esanim, which is when chag is, which is when the Yom Tov of Sukkot is, must be the month of the birth of the esanim, the birth of the avos, the birth of Avram and Yaakov. That is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua mer minayin shebenisan noldu avos. Rabbi Shua says, well, I hold that the avos were born in Nisan. Where do I get the idea that the avos were born in Nisan? So shenemar, because the pasuk says vayhi b'shmanim shana ve'arba me'ashana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim b'shana haravias b'chodesh ziv, that in the 480th year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so in chodesh ziv b'yerach shenoldu bo ziv sanei olam. What is chodesh ziv? It's the month that ziv sanei olam, those who are the splendor of the world, were created, and this was in this was Nisan. So that's what if you look at Rashi and b'chodesh ziv, Rashi says iyarhu. So in the Bach says ziv hu iyar shenoldu zimne de tkufas Nisan nimshach l'toch iyar shalavana, that the tkufas Nisan extends into iyar. So when we say chodesh ziv, even though chodesh ziv is iyar, it's a reference to Nisan. So vaksiv b'yerach esanim, but what do you can do with the pasuk that says yerach esanim? Sounds like Tishrei is the month of the strong ones of the avos. So hasam detakif b'mitzvos. Now the reason that Tishrei is called yerach esanim is not because of the strong people that were born in that month. It means it's a month that's full of mitzvos. It's very strong with mitzvos. You have shofar, you have Yom Kippur, you have sukkah, lulav, arava, nisachamayim. You have all of these mitzvos that come up in Tishrei. That's why it's called yerach esanim. But the opinion that holds that it was b'tishrei that they were born, what's he going to do with the pasuk b'chodesh ziv? Hu de islay zivali ilane. That just means that the glory of the trees starts to sprout. That's what happens in chodesh ziv. The Amar of Yehuda, that's the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda tells us, that ha'iman de nafak b'yomi nisan v'chazi ilani de malavlevi. If a person goes out in the Nisan season, in the days of Nisan, and he sees that trees are sprouting, Omer, he should say the following bracha. Baruch shelo chiser me'alom klum uvarbo brios tovos v'ilonos tovos l'snos behen b'nei Adam. So you see that's what Chodesh Ziv is. Chodesh Ziv is a reference to the sprouting of the trees in Chodesh Nisan, which is when we say that bracha. Now the Ritva says, even though the Gemara says Hayman denafki be yomi Nisan, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Nisan. Nisan is lav dafka. It depends on where you are in the world and when the trees are malavliv. As soon as the trees sprout a little bit, so that's when you would make this bracha, and that's what Mishra Berurah paskins in Siman Reish. However, the Birkei Yosef quotes from the Halachas Katanos that it sounds from our Gemara that it's Dafka Benisan, but as someone who sees Pirche Shkedim that are Mimaharin and are coming earlier before Nisan, so in Levarech, and because it's Dafka in Nisan that we say this bracha, says the Birka Yosef. Others disagree, said that it's not a raya, that the Pirche Shkedim are Mimaharin before Nisan, so that you don't, because they always grow in before Nisan, so maybe that's not part of the bracha, because the bracha is Dafka, the Gemara says, for those that come in around Yomei Nisan. That's only things that typically come around Yom Nisan, but whenever it actually comes, you would say the bracha. Now the Aruch Liner points out that it's muchach in this sugya that even in Chodesh Iyar you could say the bracha, because it says bechodesh ziv, and Chodesh Ziv, as Rashi points out, that's really Iyar. It's really a reference to Iyar. Some Sofer writes that Rav Nassan Adler, his Rebbe, held that you could make the bracha as long as the Chodesh Nisan de Tkufa extends even the Toch Chodesh Iyar, meaning if Tkufas Nisan happened on Chaf Nisan, so that you can make the bracha all the way until Chaf Iyar. So the bracha can extend well past Chodesh Nisan. Now the Achronim wonder, this is a Birchas Haroah, this is a bracha that we see, that we say when we see something. So typically Birchas Haroah, we would make the bracha every 30 days. If you haven't seen something in 30 days, and then you see it, so you would say a Birchas Haroah. So why is it that over here we only make this bracha once a year? So Prima Gadim writes that you have to assume that all of the Birchas Haroah are the Prima Gadim writes that since the Derech HaTeva is that the fruits grow and the trees sprout once a year, so it's the Derech is that we're not misameach over it more than once a year. You only feel that sense of simcha. The idea of the 30 days is because that's how long it takes us to be impressed again. That 30 days, so we're going to feel we're going to be spoiled from something after 30 days. But it happens to be for this particular thing, we're only spoiled from it once a year. So if you're only spoiled from it once a year, you're only going to make the bracha once year. Another important ha'ara, halach l'maisa, the Ritva points out, is even though the Gemara identifies the bracha as baruch shelo chiser me'olam klum, it is said b'shem malchus. It's just that the Gemara is mekatzer and doesn't tell us the full text of the bracha, which should be b'shem malchus. It's also interesting, the bracha includes that the ilanos are ilanos tovos l'sna'os behen b'nei adam. So the Achronim point out that it must be that if it's an ilan srak, if it's a tree that doesn't grow any fruit, then you wouldn't say a bracha on such a tree, because the people get no hana from it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sifkat and Beis and Reish Chavav, that you wouldn't get hana from an ilan that doesn't produce fruit, or an ilan that produces fruit that people can't eat. So if it's a tree that no one can get hana from, then there would be no bracha. Not all the Achronim agree with that. Rabbi Yaakov Endin says that any bracha, that any tree that looks nice, so that's hana also. So you see, now seeing something generally is considered like a second-rate hana'a. It's not the same kind of hana'a as eating the fruit of something. Like kol marav areach ein ben mishum mi'ila, the Gemara says, that even though there's nisr to get hana'a from Hegdish, kol marav areach, you're not chayv mi'ila for kol marav areach, because while seeing something is called hana'a, but it's not quite the same hana'a. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks, you don't need the highest level of hana'a. Just seeing a beautiful tree is enough to say that it's l'snos behen b'nei adam, that it's enough for people to get hana'a from. Now in Chashuk Chemer, Zilberstein discusses, what if you have a whole bunch of trees and they're all sprouting? Some of them are arla and some of them are not. Some of them are in the first 3 years, but you can't identify. You don't know which ones are which. Would you say a bracha on all on the trees? Because, or just say that arla is not batel brov? The arla trees are not allowed to get hana from, and you can't get hana from them, so it's not l'sos ben b'nei adam. So you can't make a bracha on it. So he tells a maisa that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was once sitting in a sukkah, and the people around the table were talking about the types of gaonim that had all of Shas at their fingertips. It sounds a little funny that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is talking about how nispali is that some people have all of Shas at their fingertips. And someone said, "Nah, there's no one like that." Can you imagine? Someone around the table says to Rav Shlomo Zalman, "There's no one like that in our generation. Whoever saw someone like that, that mamish has all of Shas at their fingertips." So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "You never saw the Chabina Rav." He said, "The Chabina Rav, one time they asked him a shaila whether you can make a birch si ilanos on ilane arla." So the Chabina Rav, the Dov Meisharim, right away he said it's a raya, it's an afna raya from a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah in the fifth parak of Maaser Sheni says that in Ilan Orla, they would mark it off so that Ganavim wouldn't come to eat from it. Because they, we don't want the Ganavim, it's bad enough that the Ganavim, we don't want them to violate the Isra Nav eating from Orla. And Rishon Gamliel says, nah, it's Dafka and Shemitah that we mark off the trees to save people from eating from it because it's Hefker. But Ganavim, why do you have to save Ganavim? Let the Ganavim suffer. We let them, if they are Halitei or Rasha Viyamos, let the Rasha who wants to be a Ganav, let him suffer from eating Orla as well. But if you say that you don't make a Birchsi Lanos on Orla trees, says the Chibina Rav, wouldn't you have to mark it off anyway to be Matzil people from saying Bracha Levatala, that they're going to say Brach? So Elamai, that's a Raya that you don't say Birchsi Lanos on Orla. So Rosh Hashanah says, see, that's a Bekiyos. That right away, a Mishnah Maisa Sheni is a Raya for such a thing. That's a tremendous Bekiyos. But that was just making the Bracha directly on the Orla tree, not the Shaila where it's all mixed together. There's also a shaila, Rizobasin discussed, what if a boy becomes bar mitzvah in Chodesh Iyar? Should he not say the Birchsei Lanos before he becomes bar mitzvah, wait till he becomes a bar chiyuva, even though it's going to be a second-rate mitzvah? Meaning, really, many poskim say the ideal time to say the bracha is during Nisan. So should you have him say it later on, when it's a less than ideal time to say the bracha, because at least then he'll be a bar chiyuva? So the poskim discuss this with regard to Kiddush Levana. If a person becomes a bar mitzvah, let's say on the 12th day of the month, so he's still got a day or two, he's still got a couple of days for Kiddush Levana, so should he not be Mekadesh Levana Motzai Shabbos and wait until his bar mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Levana? So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi writes that he should wait until he's a Gadol, and the Raya is from Avraham Avinu, who's Mekayim Kala Torah Kula Shlo Nitna, yet somehow he didn't have a Bris Mila until HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to have a Bris Mila. He's Mekayim Kala Torah Kula. Elamai, he knew that he was going to become Mitzuvah in it, so once he knew that he was going to become mitzvah in it one day, he didn't want to mess it up by doing it in advance. He wanted to wait until he's actually mitzvah. So you see a raya that it's better for a person to wait until they're mitzvah in something rather than doing it earlier on. Okay, Mandi Amar B'Nisan, Naldu B'Nisan Mesu. The opinion that says that the Avos were born in Nisan would also hold that they died in Nisan. Mandi Amar B'Tishrei, Naldu B'Tishrei Mesu. Apparently the opinion that holds that they were born in Tishrei also holds that they died in Tishrei. So why does it have to be that parallel, that they necessarily died in the same month that they were born? Shenemar vayomer aleim ben meyav esrim shana anochi hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm 120 years old today. Shein tam lomer hayom. Pasuk didn't have to say hayom. Matam lomer hayom. What's he adding with the word hayom? Hayom malu yama yishnosai. What he's saying is that today is my birthday. Today is the full 120 years. L'lamda chashakarosh baruch hu yoshev mal yishnosayim shal tzadikim miyom liyom michadosh l'chodesh. And we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the years of tzaddikim from day to day, from month to month, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them live entirely full lives, entirely full years. He doesn't the tzaddikim die on their birthday. Shenemar es mispar yamecha amalei, so that the number of their days he fills in. So the Yismach Moshe explains that the idea over here is that just like when a person gives a gift to his friend, let's say you give a wedding gift, you give a bar mitzvah gift, so you always pick round numbers when you give a gift, or chai numbers, or whatever. But there's always, you never exactly, you never think, well, let's see, how much do I like this person? I like this person about $33.42 worth, so that's what I'm going to give. You just pick a round number. If you like him $33.42 worth, you give him $36 or whatever. You pick a number that makes sense. But when a person is doing a cheshbon, when they owe somebody something, when they're cheshboning out exactly what do I owe you, so then they're very medactic in the cheshbon. Then they'll write the check for exactly the amount of money that they actually owe. So he says tzaddikim who are not meis bechetam, they're meis beitiyos shel nachash, or to be mechaper on the door. So there is no cheshbon. There is no individual cheshbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking with them in having them die. It has nothing to do with their sins. It has nothing to do with their individual cheshbon. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them years to live. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them years to live as a loving friend who gives something, he rounds it off. He gives them a nice round number. But when you're cheshboning something, when everything is based on, okay, the person did an avera, so when does he have to pay up? So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more medactic to take people at whatever time it is. is. Chaznish points out, not that it needs to be pointed out, that this is not a klal b'chal makom. So if a person doesn't die on his birthday, it doesn't mean he's not a tzaddik. If a person dies on his birthday, it doesn't always mean he is a tzaddik. It's not always a klal, but for the avos, that's why they died on their birthdays. V'pesach nolid Yitzchak minalan. How do we know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach? K'dechsiv, the pasuk says, l'moed oshuv elecha, the malachim tell Avram and Sarah that we're going to come back l'moed, we're going to come back on the yontif. Same as Kai, when was it that this conversation was happening? Ilema b'pesach. So if the conversation was happening on Pesach, and they were saying we're going to come back next yontif, and that's when she's going to have a child, v'kam le'bat seres, v'chamishin yomin mika yalda, is that shaykh that she would have a baby 50 days later? That would be called a miscarriage. That wouldn't be a baby. Ela d'kai bat seres. So it must be that they were having this conversation on Shavuos, v'kam le'bitishrei, and you say, no, next yontif, on Sukkot, that's when the baby will be here. La'kati b'chamish yarchi mika yalda, that still wouldn't work. It's still not enough time. It's only 5 months. So it's even less. Ela d'kai b'chag. No, it must be the conversation was happening on Sukkot, v'kam le'bitishrei, and the malachim were saying, we're going to come back next yontif. Next yontif would then be Nisan, it would be Pesach. Sa'akati b'shisa yachi mika yalda. But still doesn't work. 6 months? She's only going to be pregnant for 6 months? So says Martana, osa shana muberes haisa. Now that year there was an extra adar, so it was 7 months later. Sof ki madli mar yomei tuma batrilu. But still, she only became a nida at that time. I mean, you remember, Sarah was too old to become a nida. And then she saw dam nida and she realized that something was going on. So she became a nida on the visit of the malachim. But she still had yomei tuma. She couldn't conceive yet at that time. So that even if you hold that someone who has a 9 month pregnancy, it has to be 9 full months and it can't be any less than that. But in a 7 month pregnancy, Chazal worked with the assumption that there are two types of pregnancies, that there are 9 month pregnancies and there are 7 month pregnancies. It's a reality that we don't have anymore, but that was the assumption that they had, that there was a different type of pregnancy called a 7 month pregnancy, and that is Yoledes Mekutayin. That doesn't have to be 7 full months, it could be into the 7th month as well, and that's how and that's what happened with Sarah. Shnemar vayilu tkufos yam miyot tkufos shtayim. The tkufos yam is the description of the pregnancy. Tkufos is plural, so it's two. Miyot yamim shnayim, and yamim is plural, so it's two. So that just means 6 months and 2 days. That's as long as the pregnancy has to be. It doesn't need to be longer than that for it to be a 7 month pregnancy. As long as it's into the seventh month. Now the Tosafot over here points out that according to what our Gemara is saying, this whole conversation took place between Avram and Sarah and the Malachim all took place on the Yontif of Sukkot. Lushi Vasiugos, Rashi and Chumash says, is go make matzah because it was Pesach. That also Yom was Pesach. And when he says that when we come back, Sarah Beinin, that she's going to have a child when we come back, that doesn't mean the next Yontif. It means this time, 1 year later. Rashi and Chumash says that, the Medrash says that they put a line in the wall and they said, when the sun comes to this exact line, 1 year from now, that's when you're going to have a child. That was exactly 1 year from now. So that's against the Gemara. It's a machlokas between the Midrashim. Our Gemara assumes that the whole conversation happened on Sukkot, that it didn't happen on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah nifkad asar rachav chana minalan. How do we know that in Rosh Hashanah, then Rosh Hashanah, Sar, Rachel, and Chana were all remembered for children. Amar Rav Elazar, Asya Pekida Pekida, Asya Zechira Zechira. We learned it from Zerushava, Pekida Pekida Zechira Zechira. Ksiv B'Rachel V'Yiskra L'Kimis Rachel, Ksiv B'Chana V'Yiskra Hashem. So we see that the Lashon Zechira is used by both of them. V'Asya Zechira Zechira Mirosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is also referred to by the Lashon Zechira. Dechsiv Shabbason Zichron Jerua. Pekida Pekida, and we also have Pekida Pekida Ksiv B'Chana, because it says B'Chana Ki Pakada Hashem Eschana U'Ksiv B'Sara V'Hashem Pakada Sara. So you see that the Chana is associated with Sara, and we already said that by Chana it has Lashon of Zechira. So Sara also was remembered the same time that Chana was, and we already established that was in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Beis HaSurim Minalan. How do we know that Yosef got out of jail in Rosh Hashanah? Tichsiv tiku b'chodesh shofar because the yom chagenu ki chok liyisrael who elus b'yosif samo b'tseiso etc. So we see that that right after it says elus b'yosif samo that it's right after ki chok liyisrael. So we see that it was on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah bata avoda me'avoseinu b'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah the avoda stopped for avoseinu b'mitzrayim as well. Most of the achronim point out. Rav Shachter say most of the achronim point out that that's the reason we say Zechlitz is Mitzrayim in davening on Rosh Hashanah because that's when Bat Avodah Me'avoseinu B'Mitzrayim says it wouldn't explain Yom Kippur though why we say it in Yom Kippur as well, but okay, at least Rosh Hashanah has a whole different explanation in Gina Segos why we say it, but that the ability to be Kovei Azman was given to us Dafka on Yitzias Mitzrayim, so any Yontif is automatically associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim because the ability to be in charge of Zman and the Ramban writes was given to us at Yitzias Mitzrayim to be in charge of our own Zman, so maybe that's why. But anyway, so Rosh Hashanah Bata Avodah Me'avoseinu Mitzrayim Ksiv Hacha, it says over here Votzesi Yascha Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim Uksifasam Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. So the term Sivlos or Sevel is used in both contexts. Benisan nigalu, in Nisan the Geula happened. Kidi Isa, like it says in Chumash. I mean that you don't need any fancy rayas. But Tishrei Asidon Ligal, the Geula is going to happen in Tishrei. Asya shofar because we learn out shofar. Ksiv hacha tiku b'chodesh shofar uksivasam beyomahu yitaku b'shofar gadol. That tiku b'chodesh shofar is the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and beyomahu yitaku b'shofar gadol is the Geula. So we see from shofar that we learn that the Geula is going to happen dafka in Tishrei. That's at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. The Aruch Hanar points out why don't we learn from the shofar of Vayikol shofar that it says by Matan Torah and that was in Sivan. So why don't we say that the Geula is going to happen in Sivan? There's also a shofar that the Torah talks about in Sivan. Not only that, it's a better pasuk because it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's not a pasuk in Ksuvim. So it would be a better pasuk to use than pasuk in Tehillim tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. So why don't we say from Matan Torah? So he says it has to be that we learn tekiyah shofar from tekiyah shofar as opposed to shofar from Matan Torah. It never uses the lashon tekiyah. It mentions the lashon of shofar, but it never says tekiyah. It says vayihi kol hashofar, not tekiyas shofar. Also, he says it could be that it's better to learn from tiku b'chodesh shofar where it says mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, that the geula hasidus also going to be al yedei mishpat, that Hashem is going to judge his nation and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to judge the world. So since it's through a sense of judgment, we want a dafka associated with the shofar that comes together with judgment, which is obviously the shofar of Rosh Hashanah more so than the shofar of Matan Torah. But Rabbi Shua Amar Benisan Nigalu Benisan Asidim Ligal. Rabbi Shua says in Nisan, just like we had the Geula in Nisan, the ultimate Geula is also going to come in Nisan. Min Allah, and how does he know this? So Amar Kra Lel Shimurim Lel Hamshumur Ba Mishesh Simei Bereshis, because Pasuk says Lel Shimurim, so we see that it's a Lel that's a night that's been already in the works from Shesh Simei Bereshis. V'idach, and the other opinion that says that it's Petishrei Asidim Ligal. What do you do with Lel Shimurim? So Lel Hamshumur Ba Min Amazikin. No, it means Lel Hamshumur Ba Min Amazikin, that on the night of the Seder we are protected from any sorts of mazikin, from any sorts of spiritual dangers that could normally damage us. As Tosis points out, Rabbi Yeshua Tarti Shamina, Rabbi Yeshua would also agree to that. Rabbi Yeshua would just say the pasuk teaches us both things. That is Lel Hamshumur Ba Min Amazikin, that we're protected from Mazikin, and it's Meshumur Ba Mishesh Simei Bereshis, that in Nisan Asidim Ligael. But he wouldn't deny that it's Meshumur Min Amazikin, because after all, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim raises the question how it is that we're allowed to have four kosos on the night of the Seder. Typically speaking, we are careful about zugos. We try not to have pairs of anything. So how could we have four kosos the night of the Seder? So the Gemara says, because it's a lala meshumer min amazikin, we don't have to worry about the mazikin on the night of the Seder. That's what the Darkei Moshe writes. That's where the minna comes from, to open up the door when we say shvoch hamascha, because the Arzurah says we don't lock the doors of her house on Lel Pesach, because it's a Lel Shimurim, it shows our Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us on the night of the Seder, and it's the Zechus of that Bitachon that we have, that we're going to have Geula. So we open up the door, Shvoch HaMascha, to say that it's Al Yidei that we're opening up the door, it's Roy that Mashiach is going to come, because and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shofech HaMascha Al Agayim, because we're expressing this great Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rama writes that we don't say Kriyashma Alamita on the night of the Seder. We only say the first parsha of Kriyashma Alamita. Why? Because the whole rest of Kriyashma Alamita is to protect us from Mazikin. And we don't have Mazikin on the night of the Seder. We're not subject to Mazikin. Leket Yosha says, Shumas HaDeshan didn't have salt on the matzos on the night of Pesach, because the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael is Yoshim al HaShulchan and they're waiting for each other to finish Netilas Yadayim, so they're below mitzvos and the Satan is Mekatrig Aleim. Meaning they're where they can't learn, they can't dav. What are they doing there? They're sitting there, they're not talking in Divrei Torah. Everyone's sitting there quietly. So everyone's sitting there without any mitzvah. So the Satan is Mekatrig at that time. And Bris Melach Megin Aleihem. It's the Bris Melach that protects them. It's the salt that protects them. So on the night of the Seder, we don't have to be Choshesh for any sort of Kitrug against Klal Yisrael, because Lel HaMashum Rubah Min HaMazikin. A lot of Nafkamin is La'alacha about this idea of Lel HaMashum Rubah Min HaMazikin, that we're protected from all sorts of Mazikin on the night of the Seder. We'll start the Mazalos thing, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. So Vazlu Tamayu, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into tomorrow.